Okay, boys. Say today's daf is daf samach tes. We're holding six lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Amud of Yitzchok Shamati. You'll recall that we had a machlokes yesterday between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gabi Ezor, who did Malika. Zor, Koyin's got to do Malika. Malacha Koyin. Azor did Malika. Okay. Obviously, this was not the right thing to do. The question is, what happens now to the bird that was nimlak? If a person were to eat it now, would he have a din of becoming tamei beveis habliya? Because we know that in the veilas oif tohor, as opposed to behema, of course, is matama the maga uba masa. If you have an veila of a behema, maga uba masa. But in the veilas oif tohor is only matama beveis habliya. Is this considered to be a neveila? Obviously, outside the base of Megdish, if a person doesn't shecht an oif, but rather he goes and does amalika, that would be a very foul thing to do, like we heard yesterday from Barry. And therefore, of course, it would be a nevela. The question is, if you have a zor doing that very same action of malika inside the base of Megdish, it's not a kosher carbon. Question is there a din of tumah of the base of Megdish? So we had a machloek between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan yesterday. And as you recall, Rabbi Yochanan, who was about eight lines from the bottom of the Omid, he said, Zor eina metama beis abliya. And the reason is because Rabbi Yochanan learned from the case of a bama. Just like a bama, there was a din that you did not need a koyin, you didn't need kihun, you didn't need the big day kahuna. Bama, anybody can go and do the avoida. So therefore, any zor can go and do the malika, even though that's not lechatchila in the Beis Hamikdash. But b'diavad, if the korban that was nimlak al yedei zor went to the top of the mizbeach, b'diavad in Allah lo yered, and therefore this malika did accomplish enough that b'diavad you leave it on the mizbeach. Therefore says Rabbi Yochanan, as b'diavad, it's not metam b'sabliyah. You're not supposed to eat from it. Of course not. It's a possible carb. But if the coin eats from it, it's not metam b'sabliyah. So now, going further on that thought, is we have now Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Shamati, top of Samach Tes, Amidala, six lines from the top. Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati, I heard that Shtayim, I heard two halachas. Achas kmitza zor, v'yachas malika zor. Malika zor we just spoke about. But besides malika zor, I heard about kmitza zor. Meaning, it says every time the korban mincha bekomas hakoyin mimenu, es as karosa. The koyin has to do a kmitza. What happens if a zor did the kmitza? What happens if the malika, if the zor did the malika? So said of Yitzchak, achas teired v'yachas loy teired. I heard about these two halachas that one of them, if the mincha or if the oif went to the top of mizbeach, even though they're both possel, but I heard that b'diavad one of them im Allah teired and the other one im Allah loy teired. V'lo yedana, but I don't know which one is which. Somebody please help me. Amacheskia mistavra. I don't have a raya from a gemara, from a pasuk, from a mishnah. I'll be svara kmitza teirin malika loy teirin. The kmitza probably should be taken off the mizbeach. The malika should not be taken off the mizbeach. Now, by the fact that he says malika loy teirin, you see the cheskia holds like Rabbi Yochanan of yesterday that we learned from a bama. That was it. Just like by the bama, a czar is allowed to do the malika lechatcha. Is b'yevet in the base of Mikdash. If a czar did it, loitate it, leave it there, b'yevet. So, Frank Timara, Maishna Malika, the Yeshna b'bama, you're telling me that the Makoyer by Malika is because it's Shayach by Abama, and therefore you're learning from that to the base of Mikdash. Kamitza Nami Yeshna b'bama. Kamitza, the same thing applies too, that a czar can do the Kamitza by Abama, because there's no din of Kihun, no din of requiring Kehanan by Abama. So, if you're learning from Bama to tell you that b'diavad Malika is okay, loitere, learn from a Bama that Kemitz is okay. What's the difference? Manishtana. Machitev may be going to go answer me. Ain't mincha b'Bama that there was no Mincha B'Bama at all, so therefore I cannot go and learn from the Mincha that was at Bamais to the Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, because there was no such thing. Then ain't Oifis Nami B'Bama. If you hold that there was no Mincha, then you hold that there were no Oifis either B'Bama. In other words, it's all or nothing. It's either Mincha and Oifis B'Bama, or neither Mincha nor Oifis B'Bama. Where do you see that? The Amr of Sheishis. The Dibri Oimer, according to the one that holds Yesh Mincha B'Bama, Yesh Oifis B'Bama. The Dibri Oimer, Ein Mincha B'Bama, Ein Oifis B'Bama. Goes across the board. So if that's the case, first thing Mara wants to know, what's the mocker? Why would I say that there is no Mincha, no Oifis B'Bama? My timer. Because it says in the Pasik, Zvachim. The Vishtei Zvachim, we have the beautiful Torah Ara Sholem that is in the Tayyar Achave Reb David, that says in the Pasik, Vayishlach as Nari Bnei Yisrael, Vayalu Oilois, Vayizvachu Zvachim Shlomim Lashem Parim. According to the word Zvachim is Ibrik. After all, it says Vayizvachu Shlomim Lashem Parim. What do you need the Zvachim? Zvachim comes to tell you, since we're talking now in the times of pre Mishkan, this is talking in the times of the Matan Torah, so there was no Mishkan yet. If there's no Mishkan yet, they were able to bring Zvachim. Where did they bring Zvachim? There was no Mishkan. It must have been brought it on a Bama. And by the fact that the Torah uses this extra word, Zvachim comes to tell you, but Mincha Nish and Oifis Nish. Zvachim alay Minchas, Menachis, Zvachim alay Oifis. So therefore, we're back to square one. If you're telling me that the reason why Malika B'diyevin Ali Dezar in Allah Loitere, because I learned from Obama, then I should say the same thing that Gabi the Kmitza, that B'diyevin in Allah Loitere, I should learn from Obama. What's the difference? It says him, I'll tell you the difference. The truth of the matter is, according to this man, the Yamar, they did do Malika B'Bama, they did bring Oifis, and they did do Kamita, they did have Menachis by B'Bama. No, so go and learn from that, that in Allah, Loitei, right? And the Eime in Kiddush B'Kli Yishar is B'Mincha B'Bama. Even though they brought Taka Mincha on the B'Bama, and they brought a Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot learn one from the other. The case of Malika, you can learn one from the other, because in both cases, you took a bird and you did a Malika. Here you did it B'Mama without a coin. Here you did it with, you're supposed to do it with a coin. So if you have the same Zohar that did it outside the Beis Midrash, outside the Mishkan, it's kosher lechatchila by a B'Mama. It's the Diavid kosher the Beis Midrash that in Allah loy tated, leave it on top of the Mizbeach. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'd go one step further, that it's not metame b'beis avia. However, the Kavim Mincha, I cannot learn from the Mincha B'Bama, because the Kavim Mincha B'Bama, there was no klisharis. They just took it in a plastic container, or an earthenware container, or whatever container, and they brought the Mincha to the B'Bama. They did Kamitza, but it never had the Kedusha that is instilled and imbued in a carbon through a klisharis. And so therefore, you had a Zohar doing it. No problem, B'Bama is permissible. But to learn from that, that if a Zohar does the same Kamitza in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, that should be kosher b'diavad, the Shanish. Why? Because the Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash is on a higher Madrega. It's Niskadish and a Klisharis. Oh, it's a Klisharis. You better make sure that there's a Kohen that does it. If a Zohar does it, it's going to be totally bustle, and I'm not going to learn one from the other. Let's see the first Rashi on the narrow lines. Fifth line from the top of the Amid. Ein kiddush klisharis b'mincha b'bama hilkach lo yalfeinan zar b'mikdash le'inyan kmitza mizar b'bama. You cannot learn one from the other. They're not the same v'loidami. Hach kmitza l'hach kmitza. The b'mikdash hoyle b'kitch b'lisharis if still a bizarre. There the psul zar is not just a lechat chile psul. Even b'diyavet it's possible. Why? Because this mincha had such tremendous kedusha from the klisharis. And now you have a stranger, you have a zar doing the kmitza. Aros, get out of here, zar. Therefore, it's possible even b'diyavet, and that's why Rabbi Yitzchak said, and that's why Chizki interpreted Rabbi Yitzchak, that Malika's zar b'diyavet is loitated by the kmitza zar, even b'diyavet is tated.
And according to Rav, the time of Beis Abliya and Teirei Olu Teirdu are linked.
Rashi and Tosis said yesterday that they are linked. Anything that has to do one with the other
The true one is true of the other.
If you look at the second Tosis in the Omid Beis, Samaches of the Beis, Omer Rav, Smoil of a Laila, Kula Ach Sugi, Kudab Shim, Kudab Rishim, Matisim, Usmoil of a Laila, Dein Metavim, Tim Olu, Lo Yed. And vice versa is the same thing.
What case was that?
Are you talking about the Tosis, the second Tosis? But if you want, you can also see it in the Rashi here on the Omid Aleph. Rashi back on Samach Chesam and Aleph. Look the first wide line down below. Ve'in and Metamim. Go on to the next line. Shem Likosim Metarosim Lefishin Nifslam Bakoidish. Vahanim Likosim Shem Olu Lo Yerdu. Since the Maliko is Abediyevet Akosha Malika. Shem Olu Lo Yerdu. Hilkach Nami Le'avin Avela. And Tosis says the same thing. That everything goes according to Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon holds later on. That Shem Olu Lo Yerdu. Anything in Olu Lo Yerdu is a similar Bediyevet. Is a degree of Kashrasud. Not Mechchila. But the evidence is kosher enough that you leave it on top. Is a simon that Malika accomplished something. It wasn't just I'm totally goodish, and therefore if it accomplished something, it's matir b'nei nevela, the base of the. Okay, we go back to the Mishnah Malik b'smoil oy balayla. What's the halach over there? Even though these Malikois are psulois, nevertheless, it's not metame bebeis habliya, the diyevet. It's kosher because in Allah loy yedit. Tana Rabbanan, yachol tei malika shehi lefnim metame begodim beis habliya. I would think that malika, which is inside the beis hamikdash, inside the azara, malika. I would think that after that, if a koyin eats from it, he's metame begodim beis habliya because it's a nevela. So I would think. Now the question is, what is this gemara referring to? What type of malika bifnim? After all, if it's a malika bifnim on a chatas or oif, it's not only that it shouldn't be metam begonim beis habliya, it's further, the Torah says, kohanim, eat from it lechatchila. Would the Rabbi Yishlam give a mitzvah to kohanim, go and eat the chatas or oif? And by the way, as soon as you swallow the first bite, boom, you're going to become tamei. It doesn't sound stubborn. Doesn't sound right. So therefore both the Rashi and the Xaviad Rashi have shot him that we're not talking about your normal regular Malika. Of course a regular kosher Malika done by a Kohen, done the Mat of Echatz Oif, of course there's no din of Tumah, even though technically outside the Beis HaMikdash it would be an avail. But the Rabbi Shalom says that just like outside the Beis HaMikdash, you know what you have to do to Matar B'dein Avela. You have to do a Shechita. In the Beis HaMikdash, you got to do a Malika. Sorry, Bazai, there's no such Svara of Yoch. So what is this going on? The way Ar-Rashi learns, he's talking about Legabi and Oila So'oif. And Oila So'oif, where there was Malika. Avada, what are you supposed to do with that oil? So, if you're supposed to put it on the Mizbeach, it's Kula Kalil. What happens if you have a Kohen that ate from it? Avadi's Moil Behegdish. He shouldn't have done it. No question about it. It's Chaloila. But what happens if he did? Is it metam and begod of a beis habliya? So kadaitach yochol that maybe itaki is metam begod of a beis habliya. That's how Rashi learned pshat. We're talking about other side. The Rashi Ksaviyat says that this is going directly on our mishnah the malik b'smoil oy b'layla. What happens if you had a malika b'smoil or a malika b'layla? This by definition that's a possible malika. Fine. It's a possible malika. But now the question is, if a kohen eats from that malika, is it deemed to be a nevela? That it's a tam begodim beis habliya or not? So I would think yochol tei malika shehi lefnim, which was a possible malika, I would think metam begodim beis habliya. So again, Rashi and Tosis both say we're not talking about a kosher malika, we're talking about a malika that has a problem with it. Problem with it either that it's a malika's oila so'oif, so no problem with the malika, but there's a problem of eating an oila so'oif. Is it metam begodim beis habliya? Or according to Rashi and Xaviad, we're talking about that the malika was possible, it was done for instance, the smoil or balayim. So in any one of these cases, I would think that it's metam begodim beis habliya. Talmud loymar nevela. Who state nevela? Again, number two in the Torah. Or Hashalim, state to unpasik b'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela utreifu be'ezrach v'ager v'chibes v'god v'rachas v'mayim v'tom yad ha'ar v'toyim. Now this pasik obviously is referring to a nevela's oif tohar. How do I know? Because it talks about the nefesh asher toichal. Michal Nevelu Treifa. He becomes Tomei, but he is Begad Berachas Ramai. If you were talking about he's eating the Nevelu Treifa of a Behema, you just know they don't have to go and eat from it. As soon as he touches it, it's with Tam the Magul and Masim. The fact that the Torah is Sivachal Nefesh Toichal, we're talking about Nevelu Treifa by an oif. Haha. Ishok the Gemara. You thought Malika Shilaf Nim Mitamigal Mesablia. Tamaloim is Dr. Seira Nevela. Only a Nevela is Mitamigal Mesablia. But not a Malika's oif of an oivus oif or a Malika that was done, a smile of a Lila, statnished. Great Gemara. What's your answer? I'm a Nevela here. That's also a Nevela. Meaning, any Malika causes the oif to be a Nevela. The Torah said, but if it's a chatas or oif, it's brought by kashrus, I tell the Kohen, normally don't eat nevela. This nevela is kosher and it's fine and it's good and wonderful. But any other malika makes it into a nevela. So if it's an oif, it's a nevela. If it's a malika of a smile or belila, it's a nevela. So what are you telling me? Shake nevela, or nami nevela he? The Pasuk says, Kol nefesh eshetoichal nevela utreifa be'ezrach u'begeh. Now what does treifa have to do with this? We're talking about nevela, we're not talking about treifas. So tomorrow, I'm learning now a hekish of nevela to treifa. Ma treifa she'ein materis is iser. Treifa is never matter a pre-existing iser. If the animal or if an oif becomes treifa, it doesn't help. It only makes things worse. It doesn't make things better. Of kol she'ein materis is iser, only those things that are not matter. Yotze comes to exclude Malika Shehilef them. What means that Malika is Materis is Iser? Because until now a person was Makdish an Oif to bring an Oif, an Oilas Oif, or a Chatas Oif. At this point, this carbon is totally Osir to everybody. It has Kedusha. If a person goes and has a noah from that carbon, from that oif, what's going to happen is going to be oiver on the moil behegdish. Even if this person decides, I'm going to bring it for the oilus, I'm going to put it on the mizbeach. Until he does the malika, it's awesome to put on the mizbeach. Besides the fact that it'll probably fly away. But besides that, you have no right to go and put a lebedika oif on top of the mizbeach. You got to go and do malika. But once you do malika, then it's totally mutter. Right. It'll be mutter the chatas oif will be mutter to eat for the kahanim. And oilus oif will be mutter to go and put on the mizbeach. Like you put all oilus on the mizbeach. So that's what the Mor is saying. Why does the Torah have to bring in the word treif over here? Rashi makes a cheshbon like we see on the Amid base. L'chayre, every treifa either will become a nevela or already is a nevela now, depending if you hold treifa chay or treifa loy chay. We'll see Mitchum in the Gemara in the Amid base as Amid cheshbon. So that being the case, what do I need the word treifa for? Treifa is coming to go and give you some color vis-a-vis what type of nevela we're talking about. When do I say that nevela is metame the basar tame? The base of Leah, Matama, if the person is by Leah, it's Matama, the base of Leah, Matama, the Gordon, Matama, the Gufa, base of Leah. When do I say that? That's Dafka, if nothing happened to this carbon to be matterit, such as what didn't have to be matterit, you had a situation where it became treifa. So then no heter was added to the situation. That's treifa. However, if it's an avela, and the avela does add a heter. Now what nevela adds a heter? I'll tell you. You have an oif in the base of Midrash. At the moment it's totally osir to everybody. It's Kodesh. It's a Mila. If we're going to make it into a nevela, how? Through Malika. Now it'll be mutter. Chatas oif to eat the Kahanim. Oivus oif for the Mizbeach. So therefore, this Maisa nevela is Mater Eso Iser. Since it's Mater Eso Iser, I'm a Tam Begodim Bebeish Habliyah. So by the fact that I have the word, extra word, treifa, that treifa tells us when is it matame, and it's not matir. However, if something is matir the iser, which case is that? The nevela of the malika, then ain't matame, got him a base of liya. Yes?
Lefnim usually means inside the azara, lefnim. Here we're translating it as just the regular, the azara and the hekish. Lefnim is not being precise here.
Lefnim is being very precise in the azara as opposed to mechut, which means outside.
Okay.
Other times when the Gemara is referring to the difference between an Azorah and a Heichel, there sometimes the Gemara will refer to the Heichel as being the Pnim, and then the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Pnim, and that Mephag with him. That's all because it's relative.
It's a relative non-absolute term. Thank you.
Exactly. But you had this already in the Mishnah yesterday. In the Mishnah back in the Omer Aleph, last 3-4 lines, Shochat Chulin Bifnim, the Kodeshim Bachutz. So what means Pnim? Pnim doesn't mean here in the Besmedrish. Pnim means inside the Azar. Kodeshim Bachutz means outside the Azar, meaning Har HaBayis, Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, Beit Shemesh, etc. Anything outside the Besmedrish. Then you have to get Molech Besakim, Molech Chulin Bifnim. And we're in fact going to go and talk about that right now. So now that we've said that a Malika, which is Matir, is not Mitam, the Gadim Beis Abriya, says now the Gemara Hevi, normally Gemara would use the expression Ovi, that's in fact what the Shitta says, the Shinun Veschois, that Ovi, I'm going to go and add now, what about a person who's Moilik Kochim Machut, Moilik Chulin, Bein Mifnim, Bein Mimachut. If you notice, we have in the parentheses, we have Simon, Kate, Chofet. What is that Simon? The word Kate is Kochim, starts off with a Kuf, and Chutz ends off with a Tzadik. So that's the Kate. And then Moilik Chulin, Chulin, that's the Ches of the Chafetz. And then Nim and Chutz, that's the Pei and the Tzadik. So that's Kot, Chafetz, to remember. Here we're talking about Kochim, Chutz, and Moilik Chulin, Beimifnem, Beimachutz. It's actually about Ovi. Based on this drasha, I'm going to go and bring now the same thing applies to Malika's Kodshim Bachutz. It's supposed to be Moilik the Kodshim inside the Beis Hamikdash, inside the Azar. He was Moilik Kodshim outside. That was problem number one. Or he's Moilik Chulin anywhere. Maybe with them, maybe Machutz. Because Malika of Chulin has no business bringing Chulin Bazar. He does Malika's Chulin Bazar. That's a no-no. It's not going to help anything. It's not Kodshim. And if he doesn't Bachutz, certainly if you're going to be Moilik, you go and buy a fresh, new, raw chicken. Not raw, a live chicken. And you do a Malika on it, you're going to say, oh, my cousin, the Kohen, does them the Beis Hamikdash every day. I'm going to do it outside. No good. Moilik Chulin Bazar. This Malika that you did of Kodshim Bachutz, that wasn't a matter at all. All you did was damage and killed this fowl, a foul act. You just killed the site, but you didn't accomplish anything. It's not matter se'isa. It's just like the trefa in that pasuk. If metam begodim abeis ablia, it would be metame. And in fact, that was the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah yesterday. Mishnah back on the Samaches Amud Aleph. That molak chulin b'fnim v'kodshim b'chutz. What's the halacha? That is metame bebeis ablia. Tanidach, I have another braisa. This braisa is really a continuation of the previous braisa. Yochel tehei shchitas chulin lifnim. V'kodshim bein lifnim bein mimachutz. Now this is not talking about malika. This is talking about shchita. Whenever the person shechs chulin lifnim. Or he shechs kodshim bein mimachutz bein mimachutz. The kodshim, of course, we're talking about oifis. We're not talking about behemis. Kodshim behemis, of course, you're supposed to shecht bifnim. So we're talking about oifis that you shechted instead of doing malika. I would think it would be metama because you have not done proper things. You're shechting chulin lifnim. Come on, take the chulin outside. What are you doing lifnim? And you're shechting kodshim oifis. He sold to a malika, and he did. I lifnim or bachutz. As a bazoi, I would think it's metama. We're going to make malika. Metama v'loimar. Nevela. Again, I have that same pasuk as before. Chol nefesh etoichal nevela utreifa. And the nevela comes to tell you, there, v'rochatz v'mayim, it's matam v'begodim v'beis ablir. But not in this case of the shchita. V'etimor hanami nevela. This is also nevela. Now, this is not nevela the way we think of nevela, because we think of a nevela of an animal or of a bird that died either a natural death or that was killed. But not geshochted. Here we're talking about that there was a shchita. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, a shchita which is inappropriate, an unauthorized shchita, is like shooting this poor little turtle dove or pigeon between the eyes. or in back of the neck. This is not considered to be a shechita. It's considered to be a killing, and therefore it's also an event. Rashi uses the expression "hoil ushechita b'fnim ba'oif lo yishaycha." It's an avela, even though otherwise it's only a kosher shechita. If this would be chulin b'chut, be totally appropriate. However, since he's doing chulin b'fnim, shechita is inappropriate. Same thing is these oifis, if they're kodshim, shechita is inappropriate. Beimim b'fnim, meimim b'chut. It's an avela and matam we're going to be something. At least that's the svara. Hanam in a veila, we should say it has the status of an veila. Says Yimar Elatam Loimer. That's why the pasuk continues on and says the veila utreifa. What do I need treifa for? Matreifa shava b'fnim kibachut. Of course, shava is b'fnim mi b'chut kibachut. The author shechita schum b'fnim. The kach bein b'fnim bein b'chut. Hayvalei shava b'fnim kibachut. Ein matam begodem abeisablia. Oh, so the Brisa said no. It's taken not what you call the nevela. Finish the zayin. But rather, in fact, it's not mitam begodim beisabliya. Why not? So just like that other braisa, we even medama mitahekish treifa to nevela. There was the gabi the treifa ein materis es isur, but by malika it's mata the isur. Here I have another svara. When do I say that something is treifa and therefore it's mitame begodim beis habliya? When shava b'fnim kibachut, it makes no difference where you find this treifa, whether the treifa is inside the base of Mikdash or outside the base of Mikdash. A treifa is treifa everywhere, no distinction. That's why it's matam begodim beis habliya. Afko shava b'fnim kibachut. The same thing applied to other oifis where the dinam outside and inside are the same. Yotze shchitas chulin b'fnim. Shechitas chulin b'fnim and kachet beim b'fnim beim b'chutz. Hoy v'loy shava b'fnim kibachutz. There are differences in halacha between pnim and chutz. What are those differences? We will explore that in another moment. Hey, mitam begodim beis habliya. Because of that, it's not mitam begodim beis habliya. So, frey timar, what are the differences? It's bishlei mechulin loy shava b'fnim kibachutz. That I understand that there's a difference between chulin b'chutz and chulin b'fnim. Now, what's the difference between chulin b'chutz and chulin b'fnim? Says Rashi, chulin b'chutz that you shecht, it's a kosher shechita, and it's not mitam begodim beis habliya. In fact, that's what you're supposed to do, shechita of chulin b'chutz. Masha Enkein, shechita of chulin b'fnim. Two totally different parshas. The shechitas chulin b'chutz is kosher. Shechitas chulin b'fnim is not kosher. Avad is a big difference. Rashi even adds another knech. Rashi says that the same thing would apply even if this oif that you're shechting b'chutz is a treifa, the shechita would also help to go and take away the tarfis from that it wouldn't be metamic. How do I know that? That's the next Mishnah which we're going to learn in the bottom of the Yomid Rim Meir. Look to the bottom of the Mishnah, the last two lines of the Yomid. Molak, Benimtis Treif. What happens if you do a Malika in the base of Yiddish? And then you go and do a Benika and you find that it was Treif. The Meir Oymer, Einem Metam of the base of Yiddish. As long as you did the Malika takes away the Tarfish Shabbat, not that you're allowed to go and eat it, but at least it takes away the tumah. Same thing as shechita b'chut on an oif, which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do a shechita. And then you did a bdika and you found there was a problem in the lungs and the liver and the this and the that. What's the difference? What's the din? Says Rameir, einoi metame bebeis avliya. But that's only because you did a shechita of chulin b'chut. If you did a shechita of chulin b'fnim, your treifa nish treifa, there's no heter whatsoever for anything. Therefore, Dr. Yomara, that's why Taka by Chulin Loishavsa Kipnim Kibachut. If you look at the Rashi right before the middle wide lines, Rashi's five lines before Bishleim Chulin Loishavsa Shchitasim Bethnim Kibachut, it's missing the word light. Bishleim Chulin Loishavsa Shchitasim Bethnim Kibachut, it's different. Shari Chulin Shchitim Bechut, Ein Metamim, Vafila Shaloi Bechsherai, even if the Shchita doesn't give a Hechsher to be able to eat, you're going Oif Treifa Sheshchata. You shafted a treifa oif, an oif that has one of the simone treifa. Do masisa lekamon kirmei. Oh, that's our mishnah kirmei. The matar treifa so oif shchutzah. Umoki treifa dechzibekro lahach drashanum utei dmim. Tzedak, if it's bachutz, avada nevada, it's not metamah, but we got him vesabliyah. However, if it's bafnim, it's totally possible. He can go and do shechita of chulin inside the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, lo yishavu bafnim kibachutz. Since it's lo yishavu, only treifa which shavu bafnim kibachutz is metamah, the godim of Beis Hamikdash. Masha enkin legabe shechita, the shechita that you did bafnim, since lo yishavu bafnim kibachutz, that's why it's not metamah. It's bishlam chulin lo yishavu bafnim kibachutz, like we just said. And the kachim, eat a psulim ninu. Kachim, say if you go and shech the kachim outside, he's oifes, you shechted it outside. Or you shechted the oifes inside, they're still going to both be possible, because when you're talking about oifes, you got to do malika, and you got to do a bifnim. So shechita, both places are exactly the same. So oibazoi, it should be the same din legabe treifa, that it should be metame, begodim abeisab liyom. Amar Rava, put aside that drasha for a moment of Nevela Dumi de Treifa, and say, what's a gutis svarit? You remember when we spoke about pigel not too long ago? We always said that it only becomes full-fledged pigel if all the other avoidos were done kitikunam the way they're supposed to. And then it becomes pigel perfect. However, if you have the other avoidus were not done, or they're not done the hechsher, that undermines the status of that pigul. Says the Gemara, we have the same svara over here too. Omer Rava, imo iloi shchitas chut lechayve koris leitoyeloi letar midei nevela. So Rava says a very ironic svara, and he says the fact that you shechted these oifes b'chut, what happens now to the person who did this shchutei chut? He gets koris, just like it said in the Torah. Person who has a carbon, although the Lashon HaPasuk is talking about Oyashi Yishchot, which is talking about Shechita, Rashi says we darshan elsewhere that the Oyashi Yishchot, the extra Oy, comes to be Marba. The same thing would apply to Shechitas Kodshim Bachutz by Oyfois, where you're supposed to do Malika. If you did a Shechita, the same thing would apply that you get karis. Say my lead, ilaloi shchitas chutz lechayv karis. This shchitas chutz was such a good shchita, so to speak. How is it good shchita? Lechayv karis. What happens if he would take the same oifus and he would take a hammer and bang them over the head with a hammer and kill them that way? It wouldn't be chayv karis. Maybe he's chayv on tzar balachayv, but he's not chayv on karis. Why is he not chayv on karis? Because it's not a shchitas chutz. So you're telling me that this is a shchita chutz by the karis? Asra shchita? No. Although, of course, it's a possible shchita in the sense that we're talking about kodshim b'chutz, which is even mechayev karis. But it's a kosher shchita to be mechayev that din of karis. So it's a kosher shchita to go and take away the din of nevela. That it's not metame begodim abeis habdia. Amarav, imayil loy shchitas chutz mechayev karis. If the shchita is so strong, that it's a kosher shchita to mechayev karis. It's like by the pigel. The other avoiders made it into a pigel, even though I'm doing a zrika of a pigel carbon. That's what you're supposed to do if you want to make it into a pigel. Same thing over here. If you want to have a din of shchita schutz, what you're supposed to do is you got to go and shecht it. No, you shechted it, you chayev karis. But I tell you, Lord, the time, day, nevela, isn't this a bona fide shchita also not to be able to eat it, but at least to go and take away the tumas nevela shabba? So the chayyim rov is up to zeh good to swara. The gabi shchitas chutz, ashchan chutz, neminolam. What about if a person shechted these oifis inside the Beis Hamikdash? Now here there's no din of shchutei chutz. It's shchutei pnim. But you're not supposed to do a shchita b'fnim. You're supposed to go do a malika b'fnim. And so what's the halacha now? So we said that it's not metamah begodim Beis Hamikdash. Why not? Shchita b'chutz, we said, shchita, it's mechayev karis, kuta shchita. This is the chapasal shchita. So who said that it takes away from the din of metam begodim v'isafiyah? Says Yimara, hoyim loyishav b'fnim kibachutz. Now that I have Rav Svara, I can go back to the original drasha. What was the original drasha? When do I say that treifa is metam begodim beis abliya, because shavu b'fnim kebachutz. There's no difference by a treifa. It's always aser across the board. Either it's a treifa. However, now that we're talking about a shechita, there's a major difference by shechting kodshim b'chutz or shechting kodshim b'fnim. What's the difference? If I go and shech the kodshim b'chutz, it has a din of shechutichut. It's mechayif kares. If I shech the same kodshim b'fnim, there is no din of shechutichut. And there is no din of kares. So they're not loy shavu. Once a loy shavu, then it's different than treifa. If it's different than treifa, it's not metam b'kodshim b'beis abliya. Neither b'chutz nor b'fnim. If that's the case, then that's what you're using as a svara, let's go and leave shechita for a moment. Let's go back to our favorite subject of malika. Why don't I say that malak kodshim b'chutz, there is also no din of being metame begodim abei sablia. But we said before there is metame. Remember by that Chetz Chefet Simen, right after that mnemonic, we had if a person is Moilek Kodshim Bachutz, Moilek Chulin, Bein B'mefnim, Bein Mibachutz, Moilek Kodshim Bachutz, Hoyu, the Ein Matinus, is a Matama going to be Sablia? We said it is Matama. Freiting Moriyat, why don't I say that Moilek Kodshim Bachutz, Nami Loi, that it should not be Matama going to be Sablia, to Lei Shavu Bethnim Kibachutz? Why is Lei Shavu Bethnim Kibachutz? Because if he would be Moilek, these kodshim b'fnim, it would be a kosher carbon lechat chila. That's what you're supposed to do. If he does the same moilek kodshim b'chutz, then it's shchut echutz, it's treifa, it's basel. He's a bad guy. Moishav b'fnim kibachutz. Two different halachas. Here it's kosher lechat chila. There it's non-kosher even b'diavet. So since Loi Shavu, I should say it's not Mitama Begodim Abeis Abliya, because it's different than Treifa, where they're both the same. Here there's a major difference. You cannot ask such a kasha, because don davish lebechshera, me davish lebechshera, me davin davish lebechshera, me davish lebechshera. In the case of the shechita, both the shechita of the oivis b'fnim and the shechita of the oivis b'chutz were both a davish lebechshera. That's not what you're supposed to do with oivis kachim. You're supposed to do malika b'fnim. You're not supposed to do a shechita sai b'fnim, sai b'chutz. But in that shechita, we were able to go and show differences. What were the differences in the right inside? What were the differences that we said? That if you have a shechita b'chutz, it rises to the level of shechut echutz. If it's a shechita b'shechut echutz, it's a shechita for purposes of removing the tumah of the tumas begodim beis abliya. Masha enkein, if you did a shechita b'fnim, it's not shechut echutz, and therefore it's not a kosher shechita. And therefore, it does not. It's not the same as shechitas chut. Both of them were shaloi bechsheiroi. Since the chorus attaches to it, here just psul attaches to it. No, they're loy shavu. Ain matam begonim abeis abliya. But both of them were davar shaloi bechsheiroi. Davar shaloi bechsheiroi. You're talking about shechita of oifis kachim. However, here you're talking about malika of kachim. The malika of kachim b'fnim is a davar bechsheiroi. That's what you're supposed to do. The malika's kachim b'chutz is not what you're supposed to do. Yot Rav Simon Bar Ashi, for purposes of this drasha of the treifa, that it's got to be davar sheshava b'fnim b'chutz, it's got to be done in shava shaloi b'chsheiroi, but davar shaloi b'chsheiroi. Treifa b'chutz and treifa b'fnim are treif everywhere. Same thing is, if you do a shechita b'fnim and shechita b'chutz, it's no good. Shaloi b'chsheir, but there are differences. Loi shavu b'fnim kebachutz. However, they done a davar shaloi b'chsheir, davar shebachsheir. Don't bring me a raya from malika, because there you're trying to learn a davar shaloi b'chsheir, meaning malika's chutz, and you're trying to compare that to malika's p'nim. That you cannot compare one with the other. It's apples and oranges. Don't talk about loi shavu b'fnim kebachutz, because there it's shaloi b'chsheir and the b'chsheir. Right, tomorrow for loi. You don't find anywhere that I'm medama one to the other, but Tanya, the Gemara that we had yesterday. What happens if a carbon went outside the confines of the base of Mikdash? What's the lacha becomes possible b'yoytze? Becomes possible b'yoytze. I would think im Allah yered. How do you know lo yered? Says the Marsha yoytze kosher b'bama. Just like b'bama, we find that it's kosher because b'bama there is no concept of shaloi b'mkaymoi of yoytze. B'bama you can make anyway. So there's no yoytze. So just like by Bama, there's no problem of yoytze. Here too, b'diyav in the base of Midrash, there's also no problem of yoytze. How can you learn one from the other? You just said now, ein donin davish lebechsherei, be davish lebechsherei. That's what you're supposed to do by a bama. You're supposed to go and use yoytzei. Because the whole bringing of a carbon on a bama, that whole thing is a yoytzei. That's what you're supposed to do, lechatchila. That's davish lebechsherei. So you want to learn now a davish lebechsherei, the case of yoytzei in the Beis Midrash, from the case of davish lebechsherei. You just said you can't do that. So Zimor, you're right. You're absolutely right. Tana azayseris oila riba samachle. The truth of the matter is, he was just using that like just for svara and asmachta to go and appease the populace to understand why yoytze would be im ol vayet. But really, that's not the real reason. The real reason is because azayseris oila, the Torah comes to tell you, Torah achas lecholu oilin, even those things which are psulim, if they're psulim by koidish, im olu lo yerdu. So therefore, it's not based on this svara. We're not learning one from the other, and therefore we remain with the drasha that we had before. Gizumtait, to go and tell you that only by treifut, which is shav b'fnim kibachut, there is betam begodim a base of liyah. You have to shkita schulim b'fnim and kachim b'fnim b'machut that they're not betam begodim a base of liyah, like we learned in the Mishnah on samachas amidah.
One question in the building the argument. You explained that a person brings chulin, a chulin torb ben yona, into the azara, and does shchita on it.
Right.
The person is over the issur of bringing chulin azara and doing a shchita in the azara. I think it's not roy for shchita.
Right.
But since it's chulin, if somebody eats from that, why is it metame? It was chulin. He shechted chulin. The location, the place, and the he did it was incorrect. And the person did committed a crime of bringing in and shechting chulin ba'azara. And if it was kachim mishavdan malika b'edisha, but why isn't it kosher?
Why isn't it kosher?
He did. He didn't. He did do shechita on kachim b'fnim in the azara. Mm-hmm. He did shechita on chulin inside. By doing shechita on chulin inside, he committed a crime. The gavra committed a crime. But the chavetz, the product of that, why isn't it kosher?
In the etch, when we get to the sechus chulin, you'll find that there's going to be a lengthy sugya over there about shechuta she'ena reuya, whether shema shechita or not.
Like on Shabbos. Rabbi Cohen would say. What about
exactly.
Here you say, if somebody
shechs
on Shabbos, can you eat it?
On this very, very issue, since you're not allowed to go and shech on Shabbos, what happens if you have a top-notch expert shechet who, by mistake, went and shechted it on Shabbos? Or Chas V'Shalom, he became a maskil and he shechted it on Shabbos. Are you allowed to go and eat from that? So you're going to have to say, at least b'chdei shi'as, you have to wait until you can't eat immediately. Maskil. But after Kreshiyas, can you go and eat from it at that time? The answer is, it's a machloikis. Whether shchita she'ein ru'uya, you know how to go and check the Shabbos, whether shmo shchita is a kosher shchita or not a kosher shchita.
And this is a subset of that argument.
There would be l'chayda similar, maybe Gemara even brings it over there, okay. But that's a that type of situation. Jog the Mishnah. Malach v'nim z'streif. You do a malika in the base of English like you're supposed to. And now they went and did a bedikah and they looked at the lungs and they checked out the intestines and here and there and they found that it has one of the simone tarfas. What happens now? Well, obviously, even though it's a chatas oif, don't eat from it because it's treif. But now the question is, what happens if he did eat from it? Is a metame begodim a beisabliya, the mayor oimer, ain't a metame beisabliya, it's not metame. Why not? We'll see in a moment. The mayor learns from a kal b'chaim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer is metame the base of liyas. Omer Meir, I'll tell you why. I'm a kal b'chaim. Kal b'chaim. In the day last behema shemetame b'mag u'b'masa shchitosim etaheres treifosim itemasa. The mayor says, let's leave the parasha for oifis just for a moment. Let the oifis fly away. Let's now talk about behaim. What happens today? Go into a shlachtois, and you see the shoycher goes and checks the behemoth, he does a perfect job, and then they open up and they find that there's what we call a sircha in the lungs. What does a sircha mean? It means a growth. We'll talk about that more in the Sechet Schulen. If we're zoycher, Rabbi Cohen and Yetz Hashem is going to bring for us a lungs, and he's going to demonstrate exactly what a sircha looks like. I say that because that's what he did 7.5 years ago. He should have his zayin gezum to Yetz Hashem, he should be able to do it again. Anyway, but the point is, you find that there is a sircha in the lungs, and everybody paskins, it's a treif animal. Treif! Treif, no question about it. Somebody wants to eat from it, we tell him, Mister, it's treif. But he eats from it anyway. What happens now? Besides eating treif, does he also have a problem that he is tamei? Why? Because he went and ate. He didn't even have to eat from this animal. Because remember, if you're talking about an animal, you just have to touch the animal. If the person touches this dead animal, which was now gishachten, does he become tamei? And the answer is no. Shchita mitaheres treifasa mitumasa. Every time a shchita has two halachic ramifications. Number one, it's matir b'achila. Until now with Avram and Achai, the animal would have died, it would be an avela. By shechting, and now you can eat it. And number two, it takes away any potential tumma out what you would normally find by an avela or a treifa. Takes it away. So even though this particular shechita was not matir b'achila, because it forces strength, but nevertheless, the shechita was kosher enough that it takes away the tum. Zekavachai. In the veilus, the hamish and metame the magamasa. Now that's heavy duty tum. Wow, magamasa. You just touch it, you become tum. Shechitas metaheres treifasa mitumasa. The shechita is metayer that the treifa is not metame. The veilus oif sheinu metame magamasa. That's a much lighter form. You can go and take the Purdue chicken and touch it from all sides. It's not metame. It's only the time, of course, the base of Leah. That's a much lighter form. Just make sure, just don't eat from it, and everything is fine. Is ain't a din shetei shitaasim et teheres treivasim et temasoi. Said certainly, I'll be smarter voltach gizot that the shechita is good enough. It's not good enough to be machshe ba'achila. It's treif. But at least it's matar that it's not the person who eats it, the base of Leah, does not become tamei.
Shechita here's in quotes.
No, we're talking about shechita. So we're learning shechita sa'oif from the din of shechitas behema. Just like shechita metaheres, treifasim mitamasa by behema, it certainly should be matar by oif. Now we're talking about malika. So we go the next step. Now that I have this kal v'chomer, ma matina v'shchitasei, she machsherasa la'achila, umeteheres treifasei mitamasei, just like shchita normally is machsher b'achila. And even in those cases when it's not machsher b'achila, at least it's matar treifa matoma, amlikasei, she machsherasei ba'achila, malika is the same thing, it's machsher b'achila, when it's a kosher malika, everything was fine. And then detire treifasei mitamasei, see, even in the case where, unfortunately, the oif turned out to be a treifa, nevertheless, the malika should go and remove that problem of tuma bebeis havliya. So now, how did Remeir come bottom line to the case of the malika? He started off with a kal v'chomer, and then he finished off with a ma matzino, just like I see in the kal v'chomer, which I'm learning from shechita of behema to shechita of oifos, and then I go the next step from shechita of oifos to the case of malika of oifos. And therefore, you'll recall that we had this gemara back on daf nun aleph, where we spoke about the lomay menar Anyway, it was a top of an aleph on an aleph. You can look at the chart, all of that wonderful stuff. I'm sure you didn't forget. That was a gemara that you don't easily forget. Anyway, that was the main.
In the Mishnah, we hear the silence.
We don't have Rebuna in the where Rebuna is in the top line. Rebuna in the top.
And he doesn't respond.
Not in the Mishnah. We're going to have him in the Gemara and Mi'at Hashem at length. So don't be nervous. Don't be upset. Mi'at Hashem is going to have
equal time.
More than equal time. Anyway, so that was Remeir. So Remeir learns his Kav Chaim with the Mamatzin. Therefore, Malika is Metaheres Treifasa Meitum Asa. Reb Yosi disagrees. Reb Yosi Oimer Daya Kinevelas Behema Shchitas Metaharasa Veloy Malikasa. Reb Yosi uses that classic Dayoy Svara. What's a Dayoy Svara? That anytime you're learning a Kal V'chomer, you can't have the Tuffel greater than the Iker, or the Ben greater than the Av. Since the whole Mekar that you want to be Metayer, Treifasa means a Masa, is all from Shechita of a Behema. No! You can go and extend that with a Kal V'chomer to the Shechita of an Oif. But to go the next step by Malika, what happens if you did a Malika on a Behema? Which would be almost physically impossible. But if you did, would it be Matar Medin Avela? Of course not. In fact, you're inflicting an Avela. You're not being Matar Medin Avela. So how can you go and go the extra step to add by Malika, by Oifis, Dailam Medin Leois Kenidoim? That's a Yoisi's time. L'choira, lule our Mishnah or the Gemara, one could say that it's not that Reb Meir is using the same Kal V'Chomer to go from Shechita to Malika. By the Kal V'Chomer, he stopped at Shechita. Shechita here, Shechita there, we're done. It's a mamatzino metabinyanav. He said, no, once we come to that step, let's continue on the next step. Since I find shechita is metai b'dein available by oifis, it makes sense to say that malika is metai b'dein available by oifis. But that wasn't part of the Kal V'Chomer. So the choira, what the mayor could answer to Rabbi Yossi is, when do I say daya if that's the part of the Kal V'Chomer itself? But that's not part of the Kal V'Chomer. But the Gemara apparently is not comfortable with that, and the Gemara feels that we kind of consolidate or we merge the two together. So how can you have a Kal V'Chomer together with Binyan Av, leading to a conclusion that Malika by an oif should be even better than Behema, where the Malika, of course, would not affect a Tahara? How could it be that oif should be better than the Behema? So, Frank Timar, Vremeyer, Vidorish Daya, doesn't Vremeyer also agree for this far of Daya like Rabbi Yossi just said? But Daya Raisi, Tachadir Raisa. The Sani, we learned this a couple of parshas ago in the Chumash, Vashtay. Madan Kal V'Chomer Ketzer. How do I know that this is a din of Kal V'Chomer? V'yomer Shalom Moshe V'vi Yorak Yorak V'fanel Halisi Kolim Shivas Yomim Kolim Shivas Yomim V'achar Tiyosim. This is talking about, of course, Miriam. Miriam became a Mitziras, and the Pasuk says that V'vi Yorak Yorak V'fanel, if a bas v'dam, a father Nebuch spits in the face of his daughter, then of course she's going to be shamed for a period of 7 days. V'chuli Zakti Mara Kal V'Chomer L'Shchina. That's by Avia, a bas v'dam. No, it should be not 7 days, it should be at least 14 days. 14? Is a bazoi. Why Taka did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say that Miriam can come back after 7 days? Since you're basing it on the Via Yarek Lefanel, which is 7 days, so says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, she's going to go away for 7 days. She's going to be Koli, 7 days. Ah, so you see everybody agrees that's a chaposik. What the Gemara is saying is that even though our Mishnah said that the Mekoyer of Remeir was based on a Kal V'Chomer, really that was not his real drasha. What was his real drasha? From a Pasuk. Voshtein Pasuk. So he says a Behemah V'Oif. The Voshtein on the Pasuk, number 2. So he says a Behemah V'Oif. Now this pasuk is referring to not hilchos achila, but hilchos tumah v'tahara. And the Torah is saying, Zois Torahs and Behemah V'Oif. Behemah V'Oif are in the same category, one Torah for both, the Gabi Tum V'Tahara. So the Gemara asks rhetorically, they're in the same category. They're totally different. How can you mix up? How can you say the same in the one breath? Zois Torahs and Behemah V'Oif in the case of Tumah. You know why the Torah is telling you? It's based pushed on a hekish, and the hekish is telling you normally on the veila of a behemah mitar oifa treifa on the veila avad the tummy yikra avad the tummy. In those cases where I can remove that isur, the isur of achila by behema or oif, that are now both balichayim, I can't eat them. So how am I going to be mashed them for eating purposes? Oh, by behema, by chulin, by kachim, you got to do a shechita. By oifois, by kachim, you got to do a malika. Oh, so just like the shechita removes the problem of the isur achila, and removes the problem of the tumah, the tumah, because it's no longer an avela, it's a shechita. Here too, the malika also takes away not only the isra achila, but also takes away the potential tumah of being a nevela. It's nochmo. What's the drasha? Zoti ma eloi malach ma behem adobe shemachshira lachila. The method or methodology that you use to be machshir lachila. What is that? Shechita. Mitar tivas mitamasa. That takes away the problem of not only the isra achila, but also takes away the tumas treifa, which is the tumas nevela. Afoif What is machshav achila by oifus in the base of Mikdash? That's the malika. That's a malika. I don't need to come on to kavachoymes. I don't need to come on to mamatinus. I learn with the hekish, and of course, ein meshivan al the hekish is there good to hekish, and everything is fine and fine.
So the Mishnah was discordant. That was the original before Ashkan
So it would appear, or the Gemara says sometimes that even though it says in the pasuk Torah of the custom, even though I could learn from a kal v'chomer, Torah of the custom will ekra. So Remeir initially thought I have a kal v'chomer, but the mice I have a pasuk. So the pasuk, even though I have a kal v'chomer, the pasuk wrote it down anyway. I didn't really need it. Now Remeir says, you know what? Based on your kashas, maybe Taka needed it after all. So I still have my backup pasuk, and the pasuk learned with Akish, so I don't need to come on to this kal v'chomer. Rashi, by the way, brought this back in the knowledge, so this should not be a surprise to you, because Rashi already said it over there that the Gemara is going to change its mind in that Remeir. If you want to look at the first Rashi, Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, there's the top Rashi. I'm sure you all remember, but it's always good to look it up anyway. The top Rashi. He hosam to have a nishchita de chulin kasya v'achi perushay hosam ikatam and Remeir layala v'binyanav elamei hekish to zoisteres abahim v'oiz kidel come on and daf samachtes. Oh, that's that daf samachtes. Amrina Remeir kra ashka v'darash, and therefore he taka didn't really dash. And the whole Gemara wants to ask over there, how can he go and dash in hekish a kavuchaymer backed up by binyanav mekendlechmish? So hachi perushay hosam ikatam the Remeir. Not because of the binyanav. The real reason is because of the stories of Mehmet Bahoy, like the Gemara says, at the Maskana. Anyway, no problem. So getting back to our Gemara, so we fall away from the Kal V'chomer, we fall away from the binyanav, we learn it strictly from the Hekish, and Shalom HaYisrael. But now we got a big problem. What's the big problem? Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi. If you're arguing with the Kal V'chomer, with the Daya, on a Daya, you're just as good to solve with the Kal V'chomer. But once I have a Hekish, if you have the Masoret, if there's a Hekish over here, ain't Meshivan al Hekish. So, Freiti Mar, Reb Yehuda, my time, how does Reb Yehuda disagree? After all, the Hekish Zoktach, as long as it's Machshav Achila, it's retired trade from Mitamasa. Everything in Mar, Reb Yehuda, Kro Ashkech Vedoresh. Just like Reb Meir had a Pasik, says Reb Yehuda, I also have a Pasik. What's my Pasik? Nevela Utreifa. Now, where's the Pasik Nevela Utreifa? That's number three. And by the way, that was the pasuk that we quoted already on the Amid Aleph. But the one asked, what do I need the treifa for? We made a hekish and the veil to treifa in the Amid Aleph. The gabe shav b'fnim kibachut. You remember, like we had in the Amid Aleph. Anyway, and then we bring the same pasuk again, and again I have this nevela u treifa. What do I need the word treif in this pasuk? It's enough to say b'chal adam, b'chal nefesh, asher toicha neveila be'ezrach v'ager v'chibes v'gadol. We're talking about here din of tumas oifois the beis ablia, tumas v'gadol the beis ablia. So zokti gemara, why do I need to talk about treifa? Just talk about neveila. Lama nemra. Im treifa chaya har neveila amura. Im treifa ena chaya har hibachlal neveila. What's main thing Marsh is on? Marsh is telling us is that there's a machloikis throughout Shas, an animal that is a treifa. Now, most treifas are not visible to the eye because most of them are internal organs. Talking about holes in the lungs, in the intestines, in one of the stomachs, etc., etc. There are treifas which are discernible from the outside. Various major limbs, if they're amputated, they're damaged, whatever, it's all to treifa. You're wondering which ones? Miachim, third parak in Mesechtes Chulin, will be the Eile treifas. 18 treifas are listed there in the Mishnah. Anyway, so Zokti Yimar, is a machloik is where the treifa chaya. Treifa chaya means, can this treifa live? Or is it a dead duck? Dead bird, dead behema. Do you say that treif ain't a chaya? See, even though it's walking around, but it's just, it's fatal, it's on the way out, exactly, even though it's walking and talking.
It's deemed to be dead already.
It's deemed to be dead. Ah. So, Lamanema, if you hold treif is chaya, no, as long as it's alive, it's alive, it's alive. So then, treif really is limalav leimoyrid. There's no din of, if you were to eat from this treif, Meaning, if a person were to go and sever a limb and eat Eivim Menachai, or for that matter, not eating Eivim Menachai. Eivim Menachai is Dafka, it has to have not only Basar, but it has to have Atzamas Vigidin. But you just decide to go and scoop out a piece of flesh from this Leibah Dika Trefa animal, there would not be any din of tumah because the animal is alive. It's not an aveva. And if you hold the treifa chaya, then so far nothing happened, and there would not be a tumah bebeis hablia because it's not a dead animal. Treifa chaya. So what's going to happen eventually? The treifa is going to die. And aveva mura. So that's like every animal that eventually is going to die. So when this treifa dies, it'll be metama bebeis hablia because of the fact that it's an aveva. Now it's treifa because it's an aveva. If you tell me in treifa ain't a chaya, then how do you bechlal nevela? And it's already in nevela now. If you're telling me the treifa cannot live, so I deem it now to be a nevela. If I scoop out a piece of meat from this lebedika animal, it has the status of nevela, and it's metame begodim beis avliya. So therefore, memanavshach, I don't need the word treifa in this pasuk. Ella, you know why it says treifa? Lahavi treifa sheshchata shemetama. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu added the word treifa to go and tell you, that just like an avela is metama, a treifa is also metama, even if you shecht it. Nevela, of course, you can't say even if you shecht it. If you shecht it, it wouldn't be a nevela. But the treifa, even though it's not a nevela, it's a treifa, which of course you're not allowed to eat. But if you shechted it and you still can't eat it, then nevertheless, it's what time they're going to basically. That's why the Torah throws in that word.
So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that outside of Kachem, that a shechitas of an oif tahar that's found to be a treifa, it's not metarim based.
It's shechit of an oif tahar, but not by behemoths. We're talking only by oif. Right, exactly.
So,
even though you shechted an oif, and it turned out that oif was a treifa, Remeir said, no, you did a shechita, everything is fine, no problem. Right. You're not allowed to eat it, but it's not metam beis avliya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be metam beis avliya. That's what they tell you, right? The word treifa to tell you this thing.
And that's by shechita. And now we're carrying that same argument into the beis hamikdash. Is that how we
don't need to. Madach shechita outside.
It's a non-starter.
Exactly. Madach shechita outside.
You don't even have the first kavah chomer to start it off.
Exactly.
So the whole thing is not really a kachem argument. His argument is about shechita of an oftar that's a treifa outside in Bnei Brak.
Exactly. Or in America, or anywhere else.
Right.
Exactly right. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yossi, by the way, doesn't hold that way. He holds that shechita of an oif would be metayer. Rabbi Yossi is the last man beyond the mission.
Right.
Would be metayer. Shechita would be metayer, but in the veil, it's just malika. You don't go that extra step. Why? Because he said the dialam didn't reskinin, and therefore only by shechita do I say that the shechita of an oif is like the shechita of naima. But to go the next step of malika the shemesh, I have no makart to say by malika. Good, anyway, these are 3 days. Rashi brings them all on the afternoon on the days. Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rashi. Okay, the bottom line is we've now concluded according to Rabbi Yehuda, after shtei tachdon the pasuk, the extra word treifa comes to tell you that even if you shech a treifa, it's still metamah beisabliya. Omer of Shizvi, if you're darshing the word treifa in that context by oifos and tumah, el miyata, let me ask you in a different context. Dechsiv. And now we leave oifos for a moment, and we fly the coop all over to behemoths. And which day by behemoths? V'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa, yi'asa l'chol melacha, v'achay lo yiseichlu. Right? That's number 4. Chelev nevela, chelev treifa, yi'asa l'chol melacha, v'achay lo yiseichlu. What is this telling us that you can use the chelev of a nevela or the chelev of a treifa? What is the kavana of this? Zot Rashi, the kavana of the pasuk is to tell you that chelev of nevela is not metame. Even though nevela itself is metame. Right? You just found on the street a dead horse. Well, let's not talk a horse because that's a non-kosher animal. But let's go, he found a dead cow. And you say, holy cow, I didn't expect to go and find this dead cow in the middle of the street. And you find it. And now you start touching it. Now you go to the Ruv and ask Ruv, did I become Tomei? I touched this nevela. So what the Ruv should ask is, what part of the nevela did you touch? Did you touch the flesh of the animal? Tomei. A If you touch only the chaylev, the shmalt of the animal, then you are tahor. Why am I tahor? That's what the pasuk is telling you. The chaylev, the veil of a chaylev, treifa, ye asa lecha malacha, you can use it for any purpose. And you won't become tame. The ochel is chlu, don't eat it. We'll eat it b'chas, it's too much. It's the veil of treifa. But there is no din of tumma by the chaylev and the veil of chaylev treifa. Now the question is, Hasanami Neima, Rabbi Yehuda, using your same approach to the earlier pasuk of the Nevela Utreifa by the Oifois, where you asked, what do I need the Treifa for? Let's ask the same question over here too. Hasanami Neima, if Treifa Chai, if you're going to tell me that Treifa is able to live, Har Nevela Amura. So then there is no tumma that would attach neither to the Chaylev nor to the Basar as long as the Treifa is alive. When a Treifa dies, it's no better, no worse than any Nevela. In Treifa ain't a Chaya, if you can tell me Treifa does not live, and therefore deemed to be Ari B'chal Nevela right now, so it would be enough that the Pasuk should simply say, V'chaylev Nevela ye asa l'chol malacha, because the Treifa would be a subset, borrowing Barry's term of before, be a subset of a Nevela. Either it's a potential Nevela later on, when it becomes a Nevela, it's a Nevela. Or it's a Nevela already now, and it's a Nevela. So the Pasuk already says Nevela. So what does the Treifa come to tell you? Ela l'havi, l'choyr has come to tell you, the Treifa, Shishchata, that's the Sugan, that's the approach that Rabbi Yehuda said before by the Oifis. It's come to say Treifa Shishchata. So there we told her the Treifa Shishchata that remains Metamid Bebeis Ablia Legabi, the Oifis. Here the Treifa that we're telling us is Heter. What's the Heter? That there is no din of Tumah by a Chaylev of Nevela, and therefore by extension, the Chaylev of the Treifa. Ah, so you're telling me Elohavi Treifa Shishchata Shechel Batar. That the Chaylev is talking about. That's what the Treifa is talking about. The Chaylev Shishchata, right? Just like we said by the case of the Oifis. Here, Ul Treifa Shishchata Shechel Batar. That's what the Pasuk is telling you. Yasachom Malacha, the Chaylev is talking. Mechlal, so let's be medayik, dehi mitama, that the boser of the treifa shishchata, that would be tame. It's only the chaylev is tohar. But I would go and say that the boser is tame. Vom Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'amil masisa tana, v'chi yomus mena behema, ashehi lechem lo achla, v'ashtei don nepasik, hanegeh, v'nevlas ayid mar'arv. Now why did it say v'chi yomus mena behema? Should say the chiyamis behema asher hilachem leachla hanegev in avlasa. What do I have to have min a behema? Makes this behema a metama. Some neveilos behema are metama. Makes this behema in a metama. Some neveilos are not metama. Where did you ever hear of a neveilos that's not metama? The Eidazu. Zutreifa sheshchata. Because although there's a machloikis legabe shchita and malikas oifois, kuli alma moide that shchita by behema is matahe. Harris treifasa mitamasa. So ibazoi, you cannot say pshat in that second pasuk that it's coming to tell you that chaylev treifa is mutter bahano and there is no din of tumma, no din of tumma by chaylev treifa and chaylev nevela. Even the case where the treifa was gishachted, because that would sound like only the chaylev is mutter, that there is no din of tumma. But it sounds like the boser of that treifa shishchata would be tumma. No, but everybody agrees that treif is shishchata, that there is no din of tumah. So we go back to square one. Ela treif mi boilei. What do I need the treif in that pasuk for? By the chaylev nevela, the chaylev treif. And therefore, if I don't need that pasuk and I don't learn it in the sophisticated manner that Rabbi Yehuda said in the treif harik nevela and treif chaya, hay nevela and treif einachat, so how can you learn that by the earlier pasuk by the oifas also now? So therefore, says the Gemara, I'll tell you, treif mi boilei for a different drush. Lemute temeya. Mishiyesh b'mina treifa, yotzush ein b'mina treifa. Ah, it's come to tell you what happens, taka, not with a cow, but you have a dead horse, which is of course a behema tmeya. What's the din now by its chaylev? Is it metame or not metame? And the answer is, it is metame. Why is it metame? Because the Torah only told you the chaylev of a nevela, which is similar to treifa. How is it similar? That it's within the parsha of treifas. What do you mean the parsha of treifas? That it's a kosher animal that can become treif, as opposed to a horse. You don't have to be boidic to see manim to tell whether or not it was a treif, because it's anyway not kosher. And therefore, that's the reason why the Torah tells you in the Nevela treif, that the Nevela has to have halachas which would apply Hilchas Tarfis.
Parsha.
It's in the Parsha of Hilchas Trefa. Masha Enkin, a non-kosher animal, where Tarfis doesn't even apply. It's you're talking about going to the moon. One thing have to do with the other. And therefore, Trefa, the boy, Lenam Ute Temeya, Mishiesh Bamina Trefa. That's where there's a din of Chaylev Nevela is Tahar. Yotzu comes to exclude the Chaylev of a Behemoth Temeya, Shein Bamina Trefa, and therefore the Chaylev would be Tomei. If that's how Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn that pasuk by behemoth, so let's go back now to our case of the oifos. Hachanami, how did you say by the oifos that I'm learning the vela from treifa? To go and tell you that just like by the treifa, if you went, how did Rabbi Yehuda learn that the treifa is extra in this pasuk by the case of kisoichal? What was the lashon b'chol nefesh shetoichal the veilu treifa? The esrof v'gear b'chiv is begodol. So Rabbi Yehuda says the word treifa is ibrig; it's superfluous. You know why the treifa tell you that a treifa shishchata, if you shechted it, it still remains metame the beis habliyah. No, that's not how I should learn it now. I should learn it just like I learned the pasuk by the behemoth. That treifa comes to tell you, you know what's metame bebeis habliya, dafka oifos tahoirois are metame bebeis habliya. If I eat a chicken which was a nevela, beis habliya, I become tame. If I were to go and take an owl, a vulture, a neres, osnia, all of those wonderful 40 or 23, whatever the number of oifos tameis, if I eat any of those, I do not become tame beis habliya. I've been oivin isser eating a non-kosher bird, but I don't become tame beis habliya. Hachanami lemute oif tame she'ein b'minoi treifa. Therefore, that's the kavana of the pasuk. If that's the kavana of the pasuk, then how does Rabbi Yehuda know the din that a treifa shenishchita is metame beis habliya? I need that treifa not to go and tell you about a treifa that was gishachden, but to go and add color to what type of nevela we're talking about. A nevela of an oif tahar, and not a nevela of an oif tamei. Says Yomar, if Tamei Rabbi Yehuda Menevela Nafkelei, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need that pasuk of Nevelu Treifa. I have another pasuk of Nevela. What's the other pasuk? The son of Yehuda Omer, Yochel Tein Nevelas Oif Tamei Metam Beganu Beis Habliya. I would think that if you eat a Nevela of a non-kosher bird, like an owl or a vulture or one of those non-kosher birds, I would think that if you go and swallow it down, you become Tamei. Tamei Loimer Nevelu Utreifa Lo Yoichal Letamav. Now, since it says lo yoichal, that's a giveaway that we're talking about oifos, because we're talking about behemoth. Who's talking about achila? Just don't touch it. Magigal says lo yoichal. Misha suna misha bal toichal nevela. Then you have a problem of tumah bebeis habliya. Yotzezeh she'eni sura misha bal toichal nevela misha bal toichal tame. The reason why you're not allowed to eat a non-kosher bird is not because it's a nevela, because it's a non-kosher bird. Lemaisa, it's ironic what the halacha is, because we distinguish in Torah Lashon between a kosher bird and a non-kosher bird. This is an oif tahar and this is an oif tameh. Yet, if you have this oif tahar and the oif tameh both dying contemporaneously, if I eat from the oif tahar, it's mitameh bebeis habliya. If I eat from the oif tameh, it's tahar bebeis habliya. Reminiscent of this week's sedra with the paraduma, mitameh tahar mitameh tameh. You eat from the oif tahar, the nivlasa, it's mitameh. You eat oif tameh, the nivlasa, it's tahar, it's not mitameh. How's it come to Estelach? Anyway, so bottom line is, Zok Reb Yehuda, the din of the tameh, that the din of only an oif tar is medam the beis habliya and not the oif tamei, I don't need the earlier pasuk that we brought, the chol nefesh shetoichal nevelu treifa, and therefore the treifa over there is ibrik. I learned from that treifa, even a treifa shenishchata is medam the beis habliya. If you're using that svara, and therefore you don't need the treif in that pasuk, and I use it for shchata, so same thing over here. The gabi the chelav nevela. You told me, you know what the reason why you need the chelav treifa? The chelav treifa is to go in magala only which type of chelav. See, Mora said before it's got to be from a behema which is normally metama, in other words, a kosher behema, and not because it's got to be a behema which is ru'uya in the parish of treifas, as opposed to a horse which which is not in the parsha of Treifa. Treifa Mora, I don't need the word Treifa for that. I could have learned Hainami typically in the Vechelim Neveila even without Chelev Treifa. Why? Because the pasuk continues on. Vechelev Neveila, Teyasa Lechol Malacha, Va'alcha Loisechlu. Don't eat it because it's a Neveila. What do you mean I shouldn't eat it because it's a Neveila? If you're talking about a non kosher animal, I can't eat it because it's a non kosher animal.
Never mind if it's Neveila or not.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't need the extra chelif treif to go and say davka dot min behema, which yesh b'mina tarfis. I know from the pasuk itself from al chaloi sechlu. Hainami typically min bechelif nevela mishi isurim mishem bal teichal chelif nevela. Yotzu she'ein isurim mishem bal teichal chelif nevela. El mishom tamei, because it's a non kosher animal. So right over there too. What do I need that treif for? Well, I treif on miboya liyisuye chaya. That treif that I have by the animal comes to go and be marba chay. Chay over here means not something which is alive, but chay in the terms of wild beasts. The ayol tzvi, the yachmur, the venison, the deer. Uh-huh. What's the din over there? We know chaylev of a chaya is mutter. It's only chaylev of an animal which is awesome. Chaylev, person really has an animal being a bad. Person really has a great desire to go and eat chaylev, and he cannot go and subdue his yetzerah. What he can do is he can go and shech a deer and eat all the chaylev, because the chaylev of a the hema is aser, chaylev of a chay is mutter. It's all kedai tachemina. Misha chalba aser ubesara mutter. When does the Torah go and say in this pasuk that the chaylev nevela is not mitame if I eat it? That's because the chaylev was aser when the behema was alive, as well as after it's geshachted, chaylev is aser. The basar, of course, is mutter when you go and check it. Yotzu, masha'enkin, if you're talking about deer, shechelva ubisara mutter, that the chelev and the basar are both mutter. You're allowed to eat chelev chaya. So I would think that now, if the behema became a nevela, and I would touch that chelev, then maybe I would become tameh.
Just like when you touch the basar of that dead deer, you become tameh.
Exactly. In other words, here too it's somewhat ironic, because the chaylev of a behema is osir ba'achil. Kosher animal is not to eat the chaylev. If the animal died a natural death, it was nevela.
The basar is osir.
The basar is osir, and the chaylev is also osir ba'achil.
But it's mutter ba'na.
And not only mutter ba'na, you osir chamalacha, but it's also not mitame. If you touch it, you do not become tame. Deer, on the other hand, with the chaylev of a kosher deer, you're allowed to eat that chaylev. Wow, you're allowed to eat the chaylev with the geshachtim. So if it becomes an avela, then I certainly shouldn't become tameh if I were to go and eat
the
or touch that chaylev. Because after all, that chaylev is much more close to basar, because you're allowed to eat it if it's geshachtim. So now when it's an avela, I would think that it should also not be metameh, unlike or just like the chaylev nevela of a regular behema. I would think that the chaylev of a chay certainly should not be metame. Kamash will not that it is metame.
Because it follows the buser. It's linked to the buser. The buser is metame, the chaylev, then otherwise edible. When the buser is edible and the chaylev is edible, then the buser is metame, the chaylev is metame.
So what Barry is saying is absolutely correct. The chaylev becomes the alter ego or the extension of the buser. And so therefore, just like I go and say by the deer that the buser is metame, buser is always metame, then avela, the chaylev is also metame, because the chaylev and the buser have the same din. Kamash, well, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell you. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.